I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Good morning, folks. I am in London in the very prestigious district known as Pall Mall.
I hereby introduce to you
James's Square,
Mr. Michael Veazey.
Gentlemen's clubs, and amazingly, and please don't laugh, I'm actually going to go and visit a gentleman's club. Funnily enough, because of being a musician, I've ended up working in, or, you know, supporting friends who are working in such places a few times, and today's no exception. My fiance is actually performing now, which is fantastic. Go to a very famous club called the Reform Club, which actually has had people, I think some of polar explorers and really famous people, but doubtless I'll find out all about it. The point I'm making is, the idea of an exclusive club is one of those things that has always been popular, because there is something about information that is only shared, and the level of relationships that get shared in that intimate setting that cannot work in any other way. So if that's something that appeals to you, an intimate club of people who are brought together by like-minded interests in London, guess what? I've got news for you. If you've heard this before, it's not news, but we are running the amazing FBA London Mastermind up in Hampstead, which is a very beautiful place as well. Quite exclusive, it's full of sort of pop stars and TV stars, not really pop stars so much, but Ricky Gervais lives there, unfortunately. Stephen Fry, which is good, and Helena Bonham Carter and other such leading lights of the British sort of artistic establishment. So it's quite a place to see anyway. It's very pretty as well at this time of the year. In fact, I would say it's very beautiful. So if being part of an exclusive club is something that appeals to you, then it's application only, like any proper members club. Just get yourself over to amazingfba.com/mastermind. And you can find out all about the detail. I'm not going to go into chapter and verse here, but just, let's say, final thing. Your income is the average of the 5 to 10 people that you associate with most. So my advice is associate with the wingers. And I have to say, since I've started associating with some really fantastically successful, amazing FBA sellers and Amazon sellers generally, that has really helped my income as well. So here we are in Pall Mall. It's an absolutely astonishingly sort of establishment-y place with amazing architecture, as you'll see if you're watching the video podcast. By the way, if you're not watching the video podcast, get yourself over to YouTube and just tap in Amazing FBA, and you can check out the channel if you're only listening to the audio version of the podcast. You're going to be missing out on a few sights and sounds of London. Sorry about the noise if you are listening to the podcast, this is sort of the genuine article, and here we are. Should be here on the right. I'd better go and look for this club, because it's not appeared where I expected it to be, but I will.
Hey, Amazing FBAs, welcome to the London Underground. This is the tube at, I'm not even sure where it is, somewhere near Piccadilly Circus, walking from the one line to the Bakerloo line. I'm a bit togged up today because I have been just at the Gentlemen's Reform Club, which is a very, very famous gentlemen's club in London, in St. James's, one of the famous clubs on Pall Mall. And I was just reflecting on how different my life is. 2 years ago, I was teaching at this kind of time. I would have been teaching at some crappy school in a job I hated. And now I'm free to go and support my partner in things she cares about and go and enjoy London life.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.